Does everybody know what time it is?
Tool time!
That's right. Binford Tools is proud to present Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Thank you, honey. Thank you very much. Welcome to Tool Time. I'm Tim the Tool Man Taylor, and you all know my assistant, Al Borland.
Thanks for the ride, Tim.
Maybe next time you'll kick in for some gas.
All right. Great to be back. First show of the season. Got some big news. Somebody on the show's pregnant.
Al, when do you expect it?
Actually, it is Heidi is the one expecting a bundle of joy.
That's right. Our little Heidi. Come on. Just married. Soon to be Tool Time Mom. Give her a round of applause. It's always good to be back with a big show. It's a two-parter. We're doing our Tool Time salute. To engines, big and small.
That's right. Today, we're going to show you a couple examples of some smaller engines.
In the next segment, the Navy's invited us aboard the USS Constellation, the aircraft here, to see some big motors. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
Actually, they invited me and Heidi. We had to beg them to let Tim come along.
Let's get back to the small engines. Look at this bad boy. This is a Connelly 427. This is the smallest four-stroke production V8 in the world. Beautifully detailed, four-bolt mains, and it runs in a car like this. Start her up, Al. But I bet there are some people out there going, "That's the smallest engine in the world."
Wrong. The smallest engine in the world is located in the smallest automobile in the world, the Denso microcar. Marv, you want to come in here a little closer?
It took 20 people 4 years to assemble this bad boy.
That's right. It's an actual working car the size of a grain of rice.
Look at her go. A little more speed, it'll be the lead car in the Uncle Ben's 500 this year. Let's take a closer look
Tim,
at
we're
it.
Tim, we're not...
Oh, they're not around.
They're very delicate.
They're not around. Look at it.
Don't pick it up.
Now that is what I call a compact car. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages from Binford.
Got you everything you're gonna need to start school. Backpacks, notebooks, paper, pen, eyeliners. Anything else you need?
Yeah, someone to go and pretend they're me.
Well, Randy, you must be looking forward to starting high school.
Oh yeah, this sleeping in late and having fun all day is just really getting on my nerves.
You should be more like Brad. He can't wait to start.
Yep, and right out there's a reason why. I mean, they have every single class together. You know Brad's even thinking about joining the modern dance club?
Hi, sweetie.
Hello.
So, you seem to be seeing an awful lot of Angela.
Yeah, she's great, isn't she?
Yeah, she's great. She's great.
Yeah.
But... you know what I was thinking? A guy your age should be playing the field, you know, dating different girls.
Nope, I found the one, so what's the point?
Oh, hi, Mrs. Taylor.
Hi.
Brad, I think I left my bag.
Oh, okay. Oh, here it is. Here you go, Ange.
Thanks, sweetie.
All right. I can't wait to go back to school.
It's been pretty smooth so far.
If the land is anything like this, we might as well just take a nap.
A little present from Tool Time.
Jenkins, welcome aboard.
Captain? Well, Captain, think you're ready for tool time?
Why, sure, Tim. I think we're all prepared.
Welcome to Tool Time, coming to you from the USS Constellation Aircraft Carrier.
Thank you, Heidi. And welcome to a very special Tool Time salute to engines. We're in the hangar bay of the ship with the ship's captain, Captain Lloyd Jenkins. Thank you for having us on board, Captain.
Our pleasure, Tim.
Right behind me is the Navy's most advanced fighter, the F-15.
Actually, Tim, it's the F-18.
1815 is the number, isn't it? Well, this baby sports twin low-bypass turbo-engine fans with a 1,600-gallon internal fuel capacity.
Isn't that right, Captain Jenkins? That's exactly right, Al. You seem to be quite an expert when it comes to the Navy.
Well, sir, as a former CB, I like to keep my oars in the water. He was stationed in Nevada. The closest he ever got to the water was the fountain at Caesar's Palace. Well, Captain, why don't you give us a little information on the Constellation?
She's virtually a floating city, Al, with a crew of 5,500. She's got her own post office and hospital, serves over 18,000 meals a day.
Well, now that Al's here, make that 19,000.
We just entered the Constellation's Combat Direction Center.
This carrier's state-of-the-art mission control facility.
These sailors have a tremendous responsibility. However, when mine does that at home, the cursor has to be moved over to the left and just enter. Then it's all... Whoa. What did I do here?
Tim, you just declared war on Finland.
Huh?
I'm ready to serve, sir.
Just kidding, Al. When we found out Tim was coming aboard, we deactivated our weapons.
Really?
Donde está la biblioteca?
La biblioteca es de entre la iglesia y las albóndigas.
Angela, I think you just said that the library is between the church and the meatballs.
I thought albóndigas meant City Hall.
No, I think City Hall is Ayuntamiento.
Well, let's ask your mom. She knows Spanish.
She's not home. Let's go up and check the dictionary on my computer.
Or in Spanish, vamos a recibir el diccionario en mi vesículas.
You just said, let's go up and check the dictionary on my gallbladder.
This is the Constellation's navigation bridge. Al's down scouting out the flight deck. Al, this is great, isn't it?
Roger that, Kemp.
While we're following back here, Captain, excuse me while I show them some of the equipment here. A lot of impressive buttons here. I'm sure they all have safeties on them, so you can't accidentally turn one like... What have I done, Captain?
I'm afraid you've just activated the firefighting washdown system for the entire flight deck.
Tim, stop playing with all those buttons!
Interesting.
This is our diesel engine room, Tim. Tim, on a ship like in a basement, you might want to watch your head.
This is a 10-cylinder, 1,340 horsepower at 720 RPM diesel engine. It's a generator. It's a backup generator. You put some blades on this, this baby will mow along. The whole series of steam channels went through this.
Hello, Tim.
You remember Al Borland? Hi, Al.
Did you start the engine segment without me?
Yes, I did.
and I'm certainly sorry to burst your bubble. I think this will be great. What I want to do is set a camera up in here and shoot back this direction so we can show the Tool Time audience how you guys test the engine on an F-14 Tomcat.
It's a good idea, but it'll have to wait, Tim. I'm a little busy the next couple of hours.
What do you have to do?
I'm heading down to the mess deck. The guys from Catapult Maintenance are throwing Heidi a baby shower.
A baby shower? Wow. This is the new Navy.
What are you doing home?
My class was canceled. What do you have to say for yourself?
Well, your hair does look kind of good right now.
Brad, what were you doing with a girl in your bedroom?
Nothing.
When I walked through that door, it didn't look like nothing.
Well, Mom, you wouldn't have seen anything if you would have knocked.
Don't get smart with me. You know you are not allowed to have a girl in your room when we're not home.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be a problem anymore. She'll probably never come back thanks to you.
Oh, excuse me. You have a girl on your bed. I catch you and I'm the bad guy?
Mom, I didn't do anything wrong.
Really? Really? Well, what would have happened if I hadn't come home just then?
It's none of your business. I mean, you think I'm going to talk to you about my sex life?
So when you're testing the F-14 Tomcat motor, you control it from in here?
That's right.
Where's the throttle?
That's the throttle right there. That's an awful lot of power, Tim. Please try not to touch that.
Excuse me. Just a second. Hello? Hi, Jill. Yeah, just a second. Excuse me. Honey, is everything okay?
Not really. I think Brad might be having sex.
Sex?
Hi, sweetie.
Bye, Mom.
Hey, wait a minute. Remember this afternoon?
I know, Mom. I'm grounded. I'll be home right after school, 3:06 on the dot.
All right.
Mom, I'm going to be a little late today.
Where are you going?
I'm
going
to go over to David's house.
Estimated time of return?
I don't know, 5:30.
Reason for visit?
Gambling and devil worship. Look, Mom, don't take this Brad thing out on me. I haven't even had a girl in my room yet.
Yet?
I gotta go.
Jill?
Ah! I'm so glad you're home.
Not quite as glad as the Navy. I missed you. All right, what's the deal with Brad?
I wish I knew. It's time to sit him down and talk to him and find out how far this thing has gone.
Roger that. It's always important to pinpoint the problem and pull no punches.
So glad you feel that way.
Tell me how it works out.
Hey! You're going to be the one dealing with this.
Me?
Yes, you're the father.
Why don't we just get him a book or something?
Tim, this requires an actual discussion. It's not like when we were potty training him and we could just read a book about it.
I love that book. Everybody poops.
Look, I tried to talk to him. He would not talk to me. If he's going to open up to anybody, it's going to be you.
What am I supposed to say to him?
Well, find out what's going on, first of all. And then talk to him about maturity, responsibility, and safety.
Maturity, responsibility, safety. Are you sure I'm the right person for this? Hey, Brad.
Hey, Dad, do we still have a Navy?
You do. I'm not sure they'd defend me at this point.
All right, Sip.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Is there anything you'd like to ask me?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you got any questions, just holler.
Okay. Thanks, Dad.
Anytime, day or night, though.
All right. Thanks.
Call me at work if you want. That was easy. What are you doing, Wilson?
Well, Tim, I'm admiring my yams.
Should I leave you alone?
No, Tim. See, I'm a charter member of the Tuber of the Month Club. Did you realize that in New Guinea, a family is judged by the quality of the yams that they grow? As a matter of fact, a father passes down his yam-growing skills to his children.
Well, I just gave Brad the big sex talk. I don't think he's ready for the big yam talk yet.
Well, I thought you discussed the birds and the bees with Brad years ago.
I did. But the bee has found a honey and he's gone a bit cuckoo.
Well, you seem quite at ease about it. I must say I'm very impressed you can speak so openly to Brad about, you know,
sex. it was a snap. It was over in a couple seconds.
Seconds?
Yeah, I just said if you got any questions, just holler.
And?
And I avoided the issue. I said nothing and I blew the whole thing.
Well, maybe you should just try again.
You're right. I just want to say the right thing. If I mess up and turn him off, I'm afraid he'll never come to me again.
You know, Tim, that reminds me of my old friend and pinochle partner, Hubert Humphrey. He said all you have to do is be yourself and speak from your heart and your guts.
Unfortunately, I left most of my guts on that aircraft carrier.
But your heart is still in the right place.
No, the second landing, it shifted to the left just a skosh.
Tim, I think you'll do just fine.
You're a good friend, Wilson.
I am what I am.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah, Dad.
You help me work on the hot rod?
Sure.
Great. All right. Put your gloves on. I'm going to try to tack this firewall up, okay?
So, Dad, how long do you think it's going to take to finish the hot rod?
I don't know. I don't want to rush into it. Important things in life you don't want to rush into, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, especially when it comes to cars and tools, you want to take your time and do things right.
Exactly. But that rule doesn't just apply to cars and tools. You also want to take your time and you're going to have food.
What do you mean?
You know that Polish smorgasbord we like? You don't go right up to Olga and say, I want all the kielbasa and all the sauerkraut right now.
You do.
All right, bad example. Football. You don't go right in and try to score, do you?
You don't?
In football, you do. Oh. Gardening. Think gardening. You don't plant your flower unless your bed's made. No.
You know, Dad, maybe it's just me, but I don't have a clue what you're trying to say.
It isn't just you. I want to talk about you and Angela.
Dad, there's nothing to talk about.
I want to talk about sex for a minute.
Dad, I don't want
to. I want you to listen to me. Listen up. Okay, please, listen up. Sex is, it's like a car. The best idea is to keep the car in the garage for a long, long, long time. And then somewhere in the future, the distant future, when that garage door opens, you gotta think car cover.
Look, Dad, I know all about safe sex, okay? There's nothing to worry about.
If you're having sex in high school, there is something to worry about.
Dad, I'm not having sex. Not with Angela, not with anybody.
I know that. That's good. Of course not.
So, Dad, how old were you your first time?
What? 37.
I thought you wanted to have a real talk.
Well, I was a few years older than you, but I was still way too young. I knew nothing about women.
You didn't?
No, I knew the mechanics of it and everything, but I didn't realize how much responsibility was involved in having an intimate relationship with girls.
Wow. Never heard you talk like this before.
Well, it's kind of hard for me to talk about stuff like this with you. It's hard for me to talk about stuff like this with Mom. But we open a line of communication. I want to keep it that way. This makes me feel real good, okay?
Now, some guys I hang out with think that by having sex, it makes you a man.
I used to think that, too. But I think the truth is, you should be a man first, and then think about sex.
So what do you think? How many years away am I?
Well, there's no set number of years.
When will I know when I'm a man?
Your mom and I will tell you.
So, how you feeling?
Oh, fat. Just hope you never get pregnant.
I think you look radiant.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Heidi, here's a tip. When it comes time for diapers, I recommend cloth.
Really?
Much softer on baby's body.
Oh, but disposables are so convenient.
Ladies, trying to do a show.
Sorry, Mr. Taylor.